Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The IB Times pulled no punches, writing that Queen Elizabeth II always had her suspicions that Meghan Markle is only using Prince Harry for personal gain and that she is not good for the British monarchy. She believes Meghan and her publicity-obsessed antics pose a real threat to the monarchy. A senior courtier said, according to OK magazine, as she faces her final days, Elizabeth detests the self-centered newcomer for tearing Harry from his family to start a new life together in America. The truth is, it's the Hollywood life Meghan always dreamed of for herself, and Harry is her meal ticket. The Palace Insider added, I'm told the Queen had suspicions early that Meghan couldn't accept the royal rulebook, but gave her a chance, many chances. She hates that the Duchess of Sussex betrayed her. Now Meghan seems set to use her title for an ambitious career in politics, a total no-no for British royalty. The article adds, it is said that Queen Elizabeth II has described Meghan Markle as a Hollywood nobody without her royal title and connections. It is reportedly her dying wish that Prince Harry come to his senses and ditch his wife, as this is the only way he can ever go home again. Marie Claire picks up on the thread of Harry returning home. This story under the headline, Meghan Markle reportedly fears another visit to the UK will further pull at Prince Harry's heartstrings. Marie Claire writes, the new question surrounding the Sussexes, did she or didn't she? Meaning, did the Queen invite Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and their two children to her beloved Balmoral in Scotland for summer vacation? Marie Claire has heard both yes and no. A source says, it's a bittersweet invite for Meghan. On one hand, it fuels her and Harry's confidence that they are very much still part of the family. But after so much time away, Meghan fears Harry will be lured back into the fold and want to return to the UK. Meghan doesn't doubt that Harry is committed to spending the rest of his life in America, but does have certain trepidation over how these types of visits can pull at his heartstrings. She's been aware of Harry's homesickness for some time. She can see just how excited he is to show more of his heritage to their children without the attention and security fears that surrounded them in London. It goes without saying he wants to spend as much time with his grandmother while he still can. So this offer is a big deal to him, and it's one he's going to take up with open arms. It'll be such a treat to spend precious time with the Queen, and Harry would love to enjoy a pint in a British pub and spend time with his family in the countryside. He's really missed it. Perhaps what would be best for Harry would be operating a royal pub. Imagine Cheers, but with Prince Harry. The Food Network reports the Queen is looking for someone to run a pub on one of her royal estates. Billed as the much-loved country retreat of Her Majesty the Queen, Sandringham Estate has served as a private residence in Norfolk for four generations of British monarchs dating back to 1862. Recently, that royal pedigree has been used to market a number of new products, including Sandringham Gin, using botanicals from the actual property, Sandringham Beers sold in the gift shop, and even Sandringham Condiments. Now the estate is looking to expand its horizons further, seeking to find someone to open a pub and restaurant. A listing from Landell's estate agents boasts a rare opportunity for the right operator to take over what was originally a social club opened around the turn of the 20th century under the reign of King Edward VII. The hope is that a new tenant will invest the time and money to turn the old club into a destination public house with restaurant. And the listing stresses that the new occupier must have a plan to include engagement with the local community and a willingness to help sustain these important premises. It's not clear to what extent the local community includes the Queen and other royalty bossing you around. A new operator will certainly have plenty to work with. Beyond the main bar area, the site also has a reception area, private function room, garden room, real hall and entrance, and a snooker room, as well as plenty of outdoor space, including multiple potential beer gardens. The top floor has three bedrooms, which could either be used as a residence or rented out to visitors in style. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Jimmy Fallon has a dream guest. Speaking to Entertainment Tonight, Jimmy said, we put word out to the Queen. Whenever she wants to come on to the show, if she wants to play beer pong, she wants to do whatever she wants to do, we'll go to her. Whatever Her Majesty wants, we will do. Jimmy added his show is very welcoming and always fun and just goofy and silly. Everyone knows you have nothing to worry about on our show. We have great writers and you just got to come and be free, be able to do sketches. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott's Palace Intrigue. Good times.